Sean joins us today for the Book of Love.
Our story today is it's a 28-year-old guy with a 27-year-old woman partner, and says him and his partner, they've been together for over a decade. They're each other's first love. They've, you know, right out of high school, she moved in with his family, and they've been together for a few years. They got their first apartment together, first pet together, so many firsts. But he says there's no intimacy at all. And he's not even just referring to, you know, the heavy, hot and heavy stuff. He means any at all. Says most recently, he was away for a four-day work trip, and when he got home, she didn't even leave the couch to greet him, not even with a hug or ask how his weekend was, and went straight to complaining about her weekend. He's an affectionate partner. He loves love. He's a cuddly guy. And he says, I love showing my partner love, but for the last 8 of the 10 years, I've either been rejected, met with apathy, or it's been initiated only by me. They've talked about kids and marriage, and he's worried that if things have been that way for so long, that the marriage will feel loveless, and any future children will feel the same lack of affection. It's his first relationship ever, so his first breakup will be at almost 30. How should he address this, or is this the end? Should he just call it quits?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because I always say that one of the things that normally happens is, yes, we can get into, sometimes that happens in relationships, we get into a rut. However, I always tell clients that the courting never stops. And even, you know, even if you've been with someone for like here, like a decade, or if you've been with someone for just a few months, you know, as a male, I think you should always be the one to lead. So, you know what? We can't forget. So sometimes we forget to, you know, maybe to bring our girlfriend or our wives out on dates, et cetera. But you know what? I really do think that in order to, and to kind of, I guess, you know, spark, you know, create that spark again, to, you know, light the flame up again, it's important to lead and, you know, set up a date maybe on a Friday night, and at where you actually maybe surprise her and make the reservations, and, you know, even pick her up, bring her somewhere new, something, you know, maybe go to 3 different spots throughout the night, kind of relive it like if it was, you know, when you first met her and you first started courting her. Because, like I said, courting never stops. Chivalry's not dead. And we still, even though I know that for, I've had this, you know, with clients in the past where they come and they say, you know, come to me like, what do I do? How do I, you know, I feel like there's no more love, or et cetera. And then, you know, say, should I break it off? And, you know, I say, well, before we go there, let's look at, you know, what your normal routine is. Maybe get out of your normal routine. So maybe it's not going out on a Friday night, but maybe on a Wednesday night instead of a Friday, to mix things up.
Okay. And it's, I mean, it sounds to me like he is doing a lot of, like he says, a lot of it's initiated by him. And let's just say, throwing it out there, that he is doing that stuff. How would he go about starting the conversation of, you know, wanting to receive the same affection from her?
Well, a lot of that too is, you know, understanding each other's love language as well. And maybe, you know, for him is, you know, doing that work to find out what is his love language. Yeah. And, you know, having that communication. You know, I know that Geneva always talks about communication. I talk about communication. Having that communication with your partner of, you know, these are the ways that I feel love. And these are how, these are, you know, the things that I do to show my love. And you know, I would like that those things to be reciprocated. And, you know, you can't, you know, until you have that conversation, you know, and then give it time, you know, and you know what, and maybe give yourself a certain time frame, in the sense of, you know what, I'm you know, this is what I'm looking for. I would maybe like you to initiate things a little more. This is how, you know, I see love, and this is my, you know, love language is, you know, maybe for him, that like this person, it sounds like maybe, you know, quality time is his you know, love language. So, you know, have that conversation, and then, you know what, and in that aspect, like I said, give yourself a time frame. If, you know, and you say, if, you know, I'm going to express my needs, I'm going to express what I, you know, my love language, and you know what, and if that's not met, you know, by a certain time, well, maybe you can, you know, start thinking about, you know, what you really want, right?
Appreciate that advice, Sean. I think you knocked it out of the park. Every single Wednesday, we chat with Geneva or Sean with the Book of Love. If you want to check them out on Instagram, you can do so. Book of Love Canada. They always hold some great events and give some great advice on there about dating. So be sure to check them out, all right? Telluride is on Hot Country 103.5.